This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
I find the pastor stories in Pennsylvania interesting. First, we have the guy, the pastor, who was preaching at his, with his congregation there. And the one guy walks right up to him, points a gun at him, pulls the trigger, and the gun locks. Now, you know, is that because of God? Yes, I would say yes. I would say yes to that. No problem. But then we have another Pennsylvania pastor who, he faces criminal charges for misappropriating over $214,000 of church funds. He spent nearly $44,000 on App Store transactions for virtual slot machines and games, playing Mario Kart and Candy Crush. He paid off part of it. He said, oh man, I'm sorry. He paid off part of the credit card balance, and then he sent an apology letter and a check for $8,000. It'd be interesting to see where he got that $8,000 from, to his successor, and he is now charged with theft and unauthorized access to a device. Oh, okay. So apparently he spent about $40,000 on Candy Crush. That's, well, it's not awesome. And he's glad and very lucky that he's not the pastor the guy with the gun pointed the gun at, because would God have been there for him? You decide. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I must be hungry because I'm just thinking about food in the news now today. I see where McDonald's is planning to launch a new, bigger and better burger that the chain hopes will compete with the Whopper. McDonald's says that the new burger will be somewhere between $6 and $8 and will only be available at select locations very soon. Now, it looks just like a Whopper, only just a bigger burger. So that's coming to McDonald's. Good. Glad to hear it. And I see where a donut company is have some people mad at them. And how do you get mad at a donut company? Well, they claimed that they had vegan and gluten-free donuts, okay? And, that wasn't true. They weren't vegan. They weren't even gluten-free. Tests revealed gluten content and also suggested that the sprinkles weren't vegan. You bastards. You bastards. How can I have my vegan and gluten-free donuts when they're not vegan and gluten-free? Now, the place that sold them this, Cindy Snacks, whoa, hey, that's not us. That's a vendor. Then we thought they told us that it was, and we didn't, and we're going to, we're going to stop working with those people right now. So all you people that thought you were so hoity-toity, having your vegan and gluten-free donuts from Cindy Snacks, yeah, you weren't, okay? You weren't. Sorry about it. And guess what? You survived. I know. What happens? I mean, what happens if you were allergic to gluten? Oh, no. But could have been the end. I also see where, and I didn't realize all these companies gave away free stuff for your birthdays. Now, I heard, you know, obviously sometimes you think you go to a place, hey, it's my birthday, and they give you a free, everyone comes out, happy birthday to you, and they bring you a little cupcake with a candle, and you have fun, and you put a little coffee filter hat on, and, you know, it's you're the king, and happy birthday, ha, ha, ha. Everybody gets their picture with you with the coffee filter on. Everyone has those pictures around, right? No, just me? Oh, okay. So anyway, I was looking at a list. Baskin-Robbins gives you a free scoop of ice cream. Now, it says free ice cream scoop. So I guess you just, if you order a double, you only pay for a single. I hope it's not one of those little trial, little real little baby cones that are going to grow up to be great big cones someday. If that is, I'd be a little pissed. Oh, here you go. Here's your little baby cone. Buffalo Wild Wings, free wings. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. In fact, my son works there. So when I order wings, they're free to me all the time. I don't know who pays for them, but I don't. I just know I expect wings in my refrigerator and they show up. And it's not even my birthday. Chick-fil-A gives you a free dessert or milkshake. I did not know that. It could be my birthday a couple of times a year at Chick-fil-A. Culver's gives you free one scoop sundae. Denny's gives you a free Grand Slam breakfast. That's awesome. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to a Denny's, but you get a free Grand Slam? That's pretty awesome. Firehouse, Jersey Mike's, you get a free sub. I did not know that either. That's pretty good. Probably just the 6-incher, though. We're not giving you the 12-incher. Okay, happy birthday. We're not giving you the 12-incher. And I'd really like the steak and cheese and mushrooms. Yeah, no, it's just the sandwich ones. So I got to check with Jersey Mike, see if it's the right one. IHOP gives you free short stack pancakes. That's fine. I'll probably go to IHOP. I'm a fan of the short stack pancakes. Jenny's ice cream, free trio ice cream. Not sure, is that a brand from Jenny's? I've never been to Jenny's, so I don't know if that's their signature Neapolitan, where you get a little bowl or a little cone of that, or maybe even just a little bowl. Here's a little scoop of our trio ice cream. That's our homemade Neapolitan. Get out of here. Happy birthday. Krispy Kreme gives you a free donut. Marco's, free small one-topping pizza. I did not know that. That's strong. For your birthday, a free pizza? That's strong. Moe's gives you a free burrito. Noodles and Company, free Rice Krispie. No thanks. You know what? Noodles and Company, at least you could do better. You could do better. Nothing Bundt Cake gives you a free buntlet. I don't know how those buntlets aren't that big, though. But, I mean, if you're driving by one, I drive by one almost every day. And so it would be, you know, I'd be able to just zip in and zip out for a quick little buntlet. P.F. Chang's, at least I think that's the Nothing Bundt Cake. I think that's the store that I drive by. P.F. Chang's gives you a free appetizer or dessert. I mean, they're going to expect you to order. Figures. Panera Bread gives you free pastry. Oh, and did you see, speaking of Panera Bread, where they're dropping the charged lemonade? I mean, they've got several wrongful death lawsuits going against them for the charged lemonade, that, you know, the caffeinated beverage. Yeah, I guess we've decided, you know what, we've decided. Let's go ahead and pull that from the menu. People are falling over. So they're replacing it with the low sugar and low caffeine options, including the new blueberry lavender lemonade. Ooh, that might be good. The pomegranate hibiscus tea, ugh, citrus punch, and tropical green smoothie. And the charged lemonades they've been around for a couple years now. So people were like, hey, I'm feeling really woozy. I think I'm having a heart attack. Yeah, it's a little bit too much caffeine and sugar. So Panera said, Panera? No, it's Panera. They said, they're pulling it. Have a nice day. But you get a free pastry if you go in on your birthday. And last but not least, Red Robin gives you a free burger on your birthday. That's pretty sweet. Now you go to Red Robin, you get the free burger, you get the unlimited fries, and you get the extra shake, right? Oh, they should do that, because the shake, you order a milkshake and they give you all of it, right? It's almost like they fill up the glass, but you get like another glass full at Red Robin. Not that I, you know, do that, but I do make sure that they give it to me. All right, I'm not... I'm still hungry, but I'll stop talking about food. I know, you know, you heard me talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds before, and you may have even heard me say that they have the same audio quality that you expect from the big guys, but at half the price. And you may have said to yourself, really? Well, let me ask. Yes. Yes, really. I know it sounds really good, but if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons yet, what are you doing? I mean, if you're in the market for another pair because they're just good, no, they are fantastic. Get Raycon earbuds. I will say this. I had one pair, and then my daughter decided, oh, can I use your Raycons? Yeah, go ahead. I never got them back. So then I got another pair. And my wife said, oh, I usually don't find it. It doesn't fit in my ears nice. I don't know what fits in my ears nice. And I said, well, just check them out. They have the gel tips for a cozy custom fit. So go through there and pick the size that, you know, fits your ears. And she did. And then I never got those back. And so then I got another pair. And I've been using those. And my son the other day said, hey, I need to, my headphones don't work. And I need to use your Raycons. I almost said no, because all that means now is that I'm going to have to order another pair. So they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. All right, well, then that's the ones I'm going to get. With Raycons, that's those ones you should get, too. With Raycons upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity, and lets you pair with two devices at once. Available in vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. Plus, you get the gel tips, which, you know, end up costing you another pair. You get the active noise cancellation, quick change function, multi-point connectivity. I like the multi-point connectivity. That's pretty sweet. Go to buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. Their upgraded model, it'll blow you away. You're going to ask yourself, why didn't I do it sooner? Jeffy was right. And Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. I mean, what are you waiting for? Buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Get you 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. 20% off and free shipping. Buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Buyraycon.com/Jeffy.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Interesting stat about New York City, which kind of surprised me. According to a new ranking, NYC is the richest metro area in the world, with 350,000 millionaires, more than the entire populations of Pittsburgh and Orlando. So New Yorkers have more than $3 trillion in wealth. Okay. Now, according to this, now I just said ranking found New York City to be the richest metro area in the world, but then they say it's second only. So it's number two. It's not number one. Okay, so calm down, New York. All right. It's second only to Monaco. Ah, so it's not number one. New York millionaires. They say, it's the stock market boom and the surge. I mean, so if you're walking around New York, one in, I think it's one in 24 people, every one in 24 people you were to cross paths with would be a millionaire in New York. That's pretty good. Now, some would make the case that they're the only ones that can survive there. Others would make the case that's really interesting to have such a rich city that's become such a nightmare. And I wouldn't move there. I mean, I don't know. I love New York. I loved working there. I loved being in the city. But that was, 10 years ago. Maybe even longer, right? What is this? This is 2024. I came to Texas in 2012, 13. So we were in, 14 years ago. 14, 15 years ago in New York every day in Manhattan. So I don't know that I would move there, even if I had $1 million, even if I won the lotto. And congratulations. I looked at the Powerball drawing and I thought, okay, I still have the Powerball to win. And I thought, okay, well, how much is it? I got to go buy a ticket. Oh, no. No. Someone won. The next drawing is tonight. For $20 million. It looks so depressing. I'm not even going to talk about it for a while. It looks so depressing. $9.3 million. You can barely live in New York if you take the $9.3 million cash payout. Someone in Florida won the last one, which was $215 million jackpot. They purchased it at a Publix on Biscayne Boulevard in Miami Shores. Congratulations. We're all happy for you. No, I mean that. We are all happy for you. But I still have an option of getting the Mega Millions, beating you. Because I say I want you to win, but really I want me to win. The Mega Millions is a $331 million jackpot with a $153.1 million cash payout. And that drawing is this coming Friday. If you're listening live, today is the 8th of May. That's why the Powerball drawing is today. And the Mega Millions is this coming Friday, the 10th of May, 2024. Good luck. But you can still follow me on X at JeffyJFR. You can follow me on, I mentioned my Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. Facebook is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And you can also order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. That is not free, but you can make an order anyway. And just tell me whether you want to be happy, sad, glad, mad, or mean. And I do it, and then everybody's happy, and that's the way it works. I know. Pretty ingenious. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So if you follow me on Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio, you know that I post from time to time license plate of the day. And I drive, I take pictures. I take them to people who have been sending them to me, for sure, from time to time. I found one for you. Thank you. But for the most part, I, take them myself. And, Beast 72. And, I might make fun of the line, MMM. Whatever it is. The living water, all the signature license plates that people have on their cars. I just, snap a shot. I've become quite adept at driving 70 miles an hour and holding up this new phone's a little heavier, a little wieldier. I took a little practice to get it up there and get the camera up and take the picture as you're driving without hitting the guardrails or another car on the interstate. But I've mastered it now. I've just did a little graze on the guardrail once in a while. But I had this sent to me, and I thought, awesome. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to talk to you about it here because it is the tailgate. It's not a license plate of the day. It's tailgate of the day. It's on the back of a pickup truck, and it says, Rent a Man, and it has a phone number. And it says, rentaman.com, and then in quotation marks, or actually I guess those are just two stars, there's a star at both ends of no butt stuff. Why are you so homophobic? Oh my gosh. So I went to rentaman.com, and it's in Alaska. And they service Anchorage to the Valley, Eagle River, Palmer, Wasilla, everywhere in between, except butt stuff. Now, they claim they're, you know, honest, reliable, professional handyman services. That's what they mean by rent a man. But it doesn't, you know, if you were to offer the right price, maybe you could get that drywall patched and get something else taken care of. I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, I see where Xi Jinping, you know him, you love him, the Chinese president, is in Europe right now. And he's supposed to be making stops in France and Serbia and Hungary. And, you know, he's out there promoting diplomatic ties. Xi Jinping doesn't leave the country very often. So it's kind of surprising that he's making the rounds in Europe. But I wonder if he's going to stop by Sweden, because the 68th Eurovision Song Contest is underway, the week-long contest. It's on Peacock. You can watch it on Peacock every day. The grand finale is going to be this coming Saturday. They claim the event brings about 160 million viewers, features 37 acts, all of whom are European, except for there's an act from Australia and an act from Israel. Those bastards letting Israelis in! I'm sure there's going to be some protests around that. So they have two semifinals, followed by a grand finale. 26 finalists selected through a combination of public vote and expert picks. 10 winners from each semifinal. The previous year's winner and contestants from the UK, France, and Germany, Spain. We're going to have to play some of these songs. Maybe we'll do this on Friday. Play some of these songs, because there's 37 songs featured. I mean, ABBA started here. Celine Dion started here. It's a big deal. Eurovision Song Contest. It's kind of like the Olympics of songs. So we got to go back and see if any of these songs are worthwhile or not. But it's exciting to know that the 68th Eurovision Song Contest is underway. And still no word whether Xi Jinping is going to stop by and maybe, you know, glad hand a few of the artists. Yeah, that'll happen. So I don't know more. This is kind of more food talk. I should have put this in the beginning with food talk. I see where Uber and Instacart are teaming up to go up against DoorDash. So DoorDash is the leader in U.S. restaurant delivery market share. So I guess they're Instacart and Uber are partnering together so they can compete against DoorDash. So you'll be able to place Uber Eats orders without leaving the app. The company thinks the deal will lead to more revenue for Instacart and more access to a suburban customer base for Uber Eats. So DoorDash, what are you doing? The fight's on. I mean, is it a monopoly now between Instacart and Uber? Or it's just a partnership. It's just Instacart. We don't deliver. We're just coming together for the people. And we just want people to have a smoother experience with us while they order. So, I mean, I don't know if this is for drone delivery or not. It's just Instacart, and I will be able to use Uber Eats through their app. So I don't have to leave Instacart to use Uber Eats. Okay. I mean, DoorDash will win that probably. So good luck. Have fun. I got drones, man. I got wing drones delivering. They're all over the place now. I see them. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding? The skies are going to be dark with drones, man. The time has come. We are close. And I see where we're getting a fleet of AI-controlled fighter jets. So not only are we have the military drones, we're also getting now the AI-controlled fighter jets, which they claim are going to start operating by 2028. So they've had some test flights of the AI-controlled F-16s with a human passenger. So they're still pretending that they need the human. But we'll see. We shall see. I mean, not only are the skies going to be dark, the sun's going to be blocked from the drone fighter ships. Now we're going to be not even going to be able to see the sun with the drone delivery ships flying over our cities. My gosh. Don't be scared. It's fine. And I guess, you know, speaking of AI, I saw where Apple unveiled new iPad models for the first time in a couple of years. You know, it's big updates in their line of tablets. And they claim that the new iPad Pro comes with an M4 chip, which is giving you an emphasis on artificial intelligence. Apple says it's 50% faster than the M2 chip and can handle AI tasks. The updated iPad Air can come with a larger screen and double the storage. Apple is hoping to reinvigorate sales for the slumping tablet, which fell 17% last quarter. I mean, they'll figure it out to where it'll just stop working and you'll have to buy a new one. So that's the way it goes. Then I see where TikTok is now fighting back. They claim, obviously, we've talked about them deprive 170 million U.S. users of a way to consume and transmit information. And the government has presented no concrete evidence that the app is a threat to national security. Besides, TikTok says, selling the company is impossible. The app under new owners would not be commercially viable if Americans were cut off from the global content that makes TikTok what it is. Duh. It's unrealistic to transfer the source code to new owners in such a short time. And it's probably likely that China wouldn't permit this secret algorithm to change hands due to export bans. So why don't you shut up, okay? Can't happen. This battle's going to go on for a while now. You can count on that. Now, I mean, they're already saying, well, you know, we'll have this battle at least through 2026, and then we'll go on a little bit. You never know when it's going to end. So, I mean, probably never going to go away. Who died today? Who died today? Well, let's begin with actor Ian Gelder. Ian Gelder, dead at the age of 74. Now, you would know Ian. He was in Game of Thrones. He played Kevin Lannister for, I don't know how many episodes he was in, several episodes of Game of Thrones. You know, it's been a while since I've sat through Game of Thrones. It might be time for me to sit through it again. Anyway, Ian Gelder has passed away, and it was announced by his longtime husband and life partner, Ben Daniels, who said it was just devastating news and it was with a heavy heart. Although, I will say, Ian was diagnosed with bile duct cancer. Now, I just want to go on record as saying you don't want bile duct cancer, okay? You don't want that diagnosis. I don't wish that on anyone. I do not wish bile duct cancer on anyone. But when you're diagnosed with bile duct cancer, you're never ready to end it, and people around you are never prepared to see you go. But it can't be that big a shock. So anyway, he's grieving, and they were together for more than 30 years, and even when they weren't together, they spoke every day, and they have a picture on Instagram of them together, and they're just a lovely couple. So I'm just happy I'm happy that they were a lovely couple and were able to share 30 years of bliss ruined by that damn bile duct cancer. Ian Gelder, rest in peace. Dead at the age of 74. Then we have Susan Buckner. Susan Buckner. And you say, Susan Buckner? Yes. Well, she's dead at the age of 72. She was Patty Simcox in Grease. Oh, see? Now you know who she is. Okay. She portrayed Jean Harlow in the telefilm about Howard Hughes, which actually was not bad. I enjoyed that Howard Hughes one. And she starred with Sharon Stone in Wes Craven's Deadly Blessing. She was an actor, a dancer, And she was known as the bubbly and often teased Rydell High School cheerleader in Greece. So no cause of death was listed. I don't know. We don't know what it was. We know that it probably wasn't bile duct cancer because they would have said it. So is it that? I don't know. But rest in peace to Susan Buckner, dead at the age of 72. Now, they're not dead, but they did change their name. The Boy Scouts of America now is going to become Scouting America. The change will go into effect February 8th on the organization's 115th anniversary. And according to, their spokespeople, the name will be new. Mission remains unchanged, committed to teaching young people to be prepared for life. More than 130 million Americans have been through scouting programs since its founding in 1910. And currently more than a million youth, including both men and women, are served by 477,000 dedicated adult volunteers in local councils throughout the country. More than 2.75 million youth have earned Scouting's highest rank of Eagle Scout. And so my daughter actually is from her troop, will get an Eagle Scout this year. You know that my son Maximus, who co-hosts Talking Walking Dead with me, along with Jason Buttrell, he's been an Eagle Scout for, I don't know, seems like forever now. So just know that Scouting isn't dead. It's just changing their name, okay? So why don't you back off? We do need to talk a little bit about stores that are closing, that are now dead, all right? Sam Ash, 42 stores, music chain, shut them down. I mean, this place has been open for over 100 years. I mean, everyone has shopped and purchased something from Sam Ash. Everyone. So Derek Ash, the great-grandson of founders Sam and Rose Ash, said the company has struggled to attract customers to its 42 brick-and-mortar locations around the country. There's three in New York City. There are so many choices, and to maintain a store with that much selection is very difficult. Okay. So they're shutting him down. No more Sam Ash. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. I mean, the story... The wife, Rose, right? That's her name. Sam and Rose. Rose hawked her engagement ring for $400 to make a down payment on what was to become the first store for Sam Ash. And, I've worked in music stores and been part of record and tape and stores, and also music stores where we sold musical instruments, and it's a really fascinating business. And it's too bad that this company can't stay open. I'm surprised that they're not trying to at least drive you to Sam Ash Music online. We're just going to give it up. We're just going to buy these bongos at half price and get the hell out of here. Very sad, very sad. So no more Sam Ash anywhere in the country because, well, they're shutting them down. All right, so I got an email to chewingthefat@theblaze.com from Bill, who professes to be a pilot. I have no reason to doubt that he's not a pilot. He was listening to the show, and he apologized for being a little bit behind, but he said, I just listened to your discussion on the Lufthansa flight at LAX, and where the guy bounces off, and I thought that we need to have like student pilot stickers on the side of the airplanes, because that's what they claimed was the excuse. Oh, he's a student flyer. He's a test. Okay, well, whatever. So he said he's a line check airman, as a small percentage of my fellow captains on each airplane type. This means that I routinely train new first officers and new captains, along with observing captains periodically from the jump seat along with the first officer they are flying with that day to ensure that they are meeting standards. And when I begin training new first officers, it's almost always their first flight, not only in the type of airplane that I fly, but also their first flight with my airline. And it's often their first flight with any airline, since many have flown in the military. This is the case, you know, for myself decades ago. All right, so even in the case of captains, many have never flown the plane that I fly. They're also landing for the first time and with a plane full of passengers. And often they've never flown the airliner from the captain's seat. I sit in the first officer seat when I train new captains, and I'm responsible for the airplane. Every airline pilot's first landing in a particular airplane is with a plane full of passengers under the supervision of a Czech airman such as myself. My plane holds up to a couple hundred passengers. None of them know, since we don't have a student driver sticker on the cockpit door. First of all, I didn't say the cockpit door. I said I wanted it on the outside of the plane. Okay, if you want to put a bumper sticker on that cockpit door saying student pilot, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. It would be able to give the passengers a chance to see the student pilot bumper sticker and go, ooh, you know what? I'm taking the next one. And give them an opportunity. Or maybe you say, hey, do I get a discount? We got a student pilot. Cut me a deal. I'm willing to fly. Are you going to give me a cheaper ticket? No problem. So no airline pilot gets in the airplane to fly it with a Czech airman until they have completed and passed the training course of the flight simulator. Blah, 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 blah. I know they're all trained. And the training lasts about a month, and they have at least 25 hours, and they're allowed to fly with other pilots who aren't the instructors. I got it, okay? They're all trained. But I was just saying, first of all, I stand behind that student pilot sticker. I want that on the airline. You don't have to put it on the pilot. You don't have to put it inside. So maybe unless before boarding I look out the window and I see the student pilot sticker on the airline, I don't realize that there's a student pilot flying me. But I'm all for the sticker on the side. So at least we know. So if we get the footage of the planes bouncing, landing, doing all this stuff, we know, it's a student pilot. No problem. We'll let it go. We'll let it go. But thanks for listening, Bill. I appreciate it and your kind words. I do. And Bill also talks about following the rules of the show. As a subscriber, I, of course, will tell them. He said that when people ask, I, of course, tell them I'm listening to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. That's a rule of the show, being a subscriber. I know you're going to listen to other stuff. You have your Raycons in. You're listening to other stuff. I get it. But if someone were to say, hey, what are you listening to? As a subscriber of Chewing the Fat, you must answer, oh, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Those are the rules. Now, back to Bill for a little bit. I know that, he gave me the detailed plan of the training and how, that he's responsible and that it's all above board. And, I get ridiculing the pilots and the airlines. And really, the airlines, the manufacturers, and the airline maintenance is what I'm ridiculing these days. The pilots do a great job, except for those ones from Japan that are drunk. never mind though. That's not our pilots. We just canceled that flight. Don't worry about it. He was out partying all night. Don't worry about it. And that happens. The thing is, millions of people are flying every day, and the experience is not the worst part of flying. Isn't the flying. It isn't. It's the nightmare prior to flying. It may be, kind of a nightmare on the plane. But that's because there's been some nightmare people on the plane that kind of needs to go away. But for the most part, you guys do a great job, and we really appreciate everything you do, and keep up the good work. Ugh. Okay, I got this message, I think on X, at Jeffy JFR, to one of my posts. I just happened to was looking at some of the comments, and a person commented and said, hey, this needs to be you. So they know that I always want a world record. I want a Guinness world record. All right? I've got several ideas of which ones I should do. And we've had Joel Nerd on You know, he's the world record holder of the, you know, all kinds of stuff sticking in his beard. He's a great guy. I love him. And he's sent me stuff. We ought to do this, Jeffy. We'll get you a world record. Well, this guy sent me a thing. This is a world record, and I don't know. I'm actually considering it, all right? The longest audio-only live stream, 55 hours, 26 minutes. That's the record. So you got to be able to talk for more than 55 hours. Well, it's really 56 hours now to set the record. But 55 hours, 26 minutes, and 1 second, you hold the record of the longest audio-only live stream. So you think about it. I mean, 56 hours is a long time, man. That is a long time to talk. But this guy did it. Mario, April 30th through May 1st in 2023, last year in Sydney, Australia. He's known for his motivational podcast, The Battlefield, where he aims to educate and share and bring positivity to the lives of individuals. That's what I do here, too. I wish to educate and share and bring positivity to the lives of individuals. That's what I do here on Chewing the Fat. And his record, he wanted to go further and break the record title to provide nonstop advice to listeners focused on self-empowerment and improvement. So the previous record was 53 hours, 1 minute, achieved by Matt Hall and Dan Ramsden. Okay, so they did it as a team. I mean, that's a little easier. Team doing it, I think that breaks it up. You could pretty much go back and forth on that. So Mario, I mean, he set the marker. 55 hours and 26 minutes alone. That's a long haul, man. But I would that is a possibility. That is a possibility for a world record of the longest audio-only live stream. I don't have to do 55 hours and 26 minutes and 1 second. All right, let's get out of here. I'll leave you with the joke of the day and just something to something that made me laugh in the last 24 hours, okay? I felt sorry for the hypnotist I saw last night. He hypnotized 7 guys. And then he dropped the mic on his foot and he yelled, F me. What happened next will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.